You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, whose face is turned to us tonight. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that song that we sang just as we were getting ready to come up here and to nail these nails into this cross, that song, O Sacred Head Now Wounded, is a song that it is hard to get out of Good Friday without singing. It's one of those songs that it seems like turns up every Good Friday. It's maybe changed in terms of what spot it has, but it's almost always there. And as we walk through this Holy Week, we are looking at the different hymns that hold those places in our Holy Week celebration. So when we gathered together and we celebrated Palm Sunday, we talked about all glory, laud, and honor, and that triumphant hymn that we sing as we are walking in here with palm branches waved. And tonight, we're talking about this hymn, O Sacred Head Now Wounded. It's an interesting hymn in terms of the layers that it has, in terms of the historical layers that it has. You see, O Sacred Head Now Wounded started off as a poem that was written by this guy named Bernard of Clairvaux. And Bernard of Clairvaux penned this poem as he was thinking about Jesus. Now, at the time, it was kind of in vogue, it was kind of in fashion to consider Jesus's many different parts as he hung on the cross, and to meditate upon those. And so there were other poets who were writing poems about the different parts of Jesus's body that were wounded in that first Good Friday. And so they would talk about the wrist that received the mark of the nail. They would talk about the wound in his side. They would talk about the way that his feet were nailed together on the cross. But for Bernard of Clairvaux, he wanted to focus in on Jesus's head. That sacred head now wounded. That sacred head that was there on that cross. That sacred head that was there in front of the Sanhedrin. That sacred head that was there that heard Peter deny him. That sacred head that finally, at the end of all of this, bowed because he had stopped breathing. And as we walk through Good Friday, we consider his head. We consider his face. We consider the different ways that his face may have turned and grimaced when he was whipped. The way that his face maybe was on the verge of tears as he heard Peter deny him. His face maybe with even a little bit of a sarcastic look as Judas gave him over to the guards from the temple. a lot of times we think of Jesus' face, and that face is kind of a statue face. It's kind of emblazoned in our mind, however that face looks. Sometimes it's kind of more of a cheery Jesus who's got a smile for you. Sometimes it's more of a Jesus who is just sort of like doing the sort of Mona Lisa smile where it's barely a smile. Sometimes it's another look. If you look at a picture old enough, sometimes Jesus looks like he's downright judging you. But so often it's just a snapshot, a picture that's not alive. But tonight I want you to consider how that face moved, how that face twisted, how that face changed, moment to moment, second to second, minute to minute, hour to hour, until finally it did fall still. Bernard of Clairvaux began by considering that sacred head now wounded, considering his face. And later on, there was another person who knew of this hymn. In fact, Bernard of Clairvaux was a very accomplished poet. His poems had lasted for quite some time. And there was a Lutheran pastor out there. His name was Paul Gerhardt. Paul Gerhardt actually picked up this poem and said, "Hey, I think that I can put a tune to this and we can make this a hymn. We can sing this together." Because maybe like you, some people are like, "Yeah, poetry, whatever. But if it's a song, I'll sing it." So Paul Gerhardt did this interesting thing that a lot of people were doing at the time. He kind of looked around in culture and he said, "Well, I don't need to come up with the song myself. I don't need to come up with the melody myself. All I need to do is I just need to find a good hymn that's already out there." Paul Gerhardt was kind of being AI, stealing somebody else's good idea, and he went out and he found a tune. It was an interesting tune too. It was a tune that fit the poem, but it was a secular tune. It was a tune that was this tune that was called "My Heart Is Confused," and the hymn was the song was all about this a lovesick guy whose heart was confused because he couldn't figure out what his girlfriend was doing. There was something about that tune, though, that Paul Gerhardt said, "Well, that fits Good Friday. That fits O Sacred Head Now Wounded." Because isn't that how we feel? Gathering together here on Good Friday. Gathering together here, considering that sacred head now wounded. Gathering together here and thinking about his face. Gathering together here with our confused hearts. Our confused hearts because we know this Friday is good. We know this Friday is necessary. If you look at that reading from Isaiah, if you look at what David was writing in the Psalms, you know that this Good Friday was even prophesied. But we're confused because it doesn't really feel good as we see him in our mind's eye, as we consider his sacred head now wounded, as we consider what his face looked like in each and every one of those moments, our hearts are confused. And so Paul Gerhardt did what he did. He said, I'm going to take Bernard of Clairvaux, and I'm going to take this song about my heart being confused, and I'm going to bring them together. Because after all, that's what this feels like. That my heart is confused because I know that this is good for me. But I wish somehow he didn't have to die. I wish somehow those sins weren't mine. I wish somehow I could somehow take my sins on myself and die for them myself. I could take my sins upon myself and somehow work them out in some way. But we can't. That's why we needed him to come to a cross like this one, a cross like this one. And to have his sacred head wounded. Sunday is going to be Easter Sunday. Sunday is going to be a moment where we gather together and we celebrate that he did not stay in the tomb. We're going to gather together that his face was reanimated. He's getting out of the tomb, his face is glowing in some of the accounts. We're going to gather together. We're going to celebrate all of those things. And as we celebrate that, even throughout the Easter season that goes for 50 days, one of the things that you'll notice on this altar, if you come back, is that this body on the cross, it's going to disappear. It's one of our little traditions that during the Easter season, Jesus is no longer on the cross. Now, he has certainly died for our sins in the Easter season as well. But tonight is the last night that you see his body and that sacred head wounded and hung for a while. So tonight, consider that sacred head now wounded. Tonight, consider the conflicted heart that beats within your breasts. Tonight, consider the good news that Jesus Christ has died for your sins and the awkward feeling that Jesus Christ had to die for your sins. Because this sacred head has been wounded for you. At the end of our services, there's this blessing that I always give. This blessing that talks to you from the book of Numbers, the Aaronic benediction, that it says that God's face looks upon you with grace. God's face looks upon you with favor and gives you peace. And that's true tonight as well. So yes, as we walk through what St. John records about his death, imagine that sacred head wounded. Engage in the confusing emotions of that. But all throughout, know that Christ's face is lifted up upon you to give you peace. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.